Hey, Stoners. Welcome to another edition of Sticks and Stones. I am your host, Brent Elrod, coming to you from the cozy confines of the patio of the No Shoes Bar and Grill here deep in the heart of the Republic of Texas. I've got a great show for you today. I am pairing a Hennessy Cigar Company, no relation to the spirit, Barber Pole Suite with St. Remy XO Extra Old Brandy. I know it's going to be a great pairing, so let's pop the cork, cut the stick, and start toasting. Now, Hennessy Cigar Company is a boutique manufacturer out of Pennsylvania. And by boutique, I mean when you order their product, they roll it for you. They go so far as have the roller sign and date the box before it's shipped to you, so you know the exact date that your cigars were rolled. It's kind of a unique situation, and I think it is going to make for a great pairing today. Now, the Barber Pole is a, they call a macroom, which is basically a Toro, 6x52 on the ring gauge. The filler is Honduran and Dominican tobaccos. The binder is Ecuadorian, and the wrapper is both Connecticut and Habano leaves that are rolled together to achieve the new unique look. Now, visually, the Barber Pole has tight seams, minimal veining, maybe a hint of tooth, a double cap, and a very pleasing and rugged look to it. You can tell when you have this in your hand, it's got some heft to it. Now, on the nose, I get cedar, leather, maybe some black pepper, and a hint of fresh earth. This has a really good aroma to it. Let's go ahead and give it a cut. Now on the cold draw, I get raisins, more leather, and a kind of a citrusy tartness, not citrus flavor, but the tartness that kind of makes you pucker a little bit. I kind of get that towards the back of my mouth. And there's a really nice sweetness on your lips. Now, Remy was established in 1917 in Machault, France, and I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. It proclaims itself to be the world's number one French brandy. I'll take them at their word. It is made with grapes from the Burgundy, Champagne, Rhone and Loire valleys, as well as Bordeaux and other regions around France, and is distilled in both column and pot stills. It's aged for 6+ years in small French oak barrels and comes out at 40% alcohol by volume, 80 proof. So let's crack it open and take a look. Now, as you can see, it has a very beautiful dark copper, almost bronze color. Now on the nose, I'm getting, I get some oak, caramel, toffee, maybe a hint of maple, and then you can't help but getting some of the vine fruit in on the nose as well. Now on the palate, it's got a medium body. You get some of the oak spice from the French oak barrels. I pick up some caramel, toffee, raisins, some vanilla, and then there's just a bit of heat. Not too much, just a touch. I think these are going to go really well together. Let's go ahead and fire up our stick and get it toasted. Right away, just a great volume of smoke off this stick. I get kind of like dried leaves, fall leaves, some toast, maybe a hint of kind of a sweet floral or flowery on the palate. See how these go together. These are mixing very well together. I had picked up I picked up some raisins in the pallet of the Remy, and I'd also gotten some raisins in the cold draw. So the flavors are kind of marrying together. I think this is going to be a good pairing. I'm going to go ahead and burn this one down to about the halfway point and come back and give you an update. Hey, stoners, I am back. We're about the halfway mark here, and this pairing is going very, very well. The barber pole suite has brought in some cedar, leather, spice. The profiles are still marrying very well between the cigar and the brandy. This is turning out to be a very enjoyable afternoon, I have to say. The cigar is still putting off massive amounts of smoke. I'm really enjoyed working with these two, and I'm going to go ahead and burn this down and come back and give you my final thoughts. Hey, stoners, I am back, almost down to the band, and glass is empty. So we're going to wrap up this episode. My final thoughts, the Hennessy Barber Pole Sweet is an excellent cigar. The final half gave us notes of hay and dark chocolate, pepper, maybe a little buttered toast. Paired very well with the St. Remy XO, which, by the way, Lux rated as the number one overall brandy for 2021. So definitely, if you'd like to try some brandy, this is a bottle that is not a budget buster and is very delicious. The palates melded very well between the two, and this would be a great way to spend an afternoon after dinner, any of those kinds of things. This would be a good day-to-day smoke for you and pairing with the right spirit. I would give the Barber Pole a 4.75 matchsticks out of 5. I would give the St. Remy a 4.9 whiskey stones out of 5. They went very well together. They worked very well individually. You can't go wrong with either one. I want to thank Hennessy for giving me the opportunity to pair and review their cigars. This is my first time trying Hennessy, and so far they are definitely a winner. You should definitely go and check them out. I will have their information across here and then at the end of the video, so you can go and check them out. Be sure to watch next week for another great pairing. I'm going to have another Hennessy to pair for you, and pairing it with a very good whiskey. So be sure to hit like, subscribe, share, notify, ring all the bells, everything, so that you know exactly when content drops. Don't forget that you can also find these episodes normally early on Spotify and Anchor as a podcast. So you can't see this beautiful face, but you can get to hear this lovely gravelly voice and find out about the pairing of the week. So until next week, keep your sticks dry, your stones cold. Have a great day.